morning, this is M5 AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be September 15th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Equilink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT, this is KA3TFB, Bill, in Franklin Park Borough, checking in through the Echolink system. Good evening to all.
KA3TFB, Bill, how you doing? How are things in Warrendale?
Hi, Roger, Roger. Good evening again to all. Hey, we're dry as a bone here. The rain missed us. Went to the north and went to the south. So we have to suffer again without sufficient rain for since last Friday morning. Dry here. Temperature 75 degrees in Franklin Park Borough. Humidity 70%. I wish it would cloud up a little bit. Anyhow, we had been discussing previously the EMF or RF in a room, and I've gotten some good answers from people about what Wi-Fi transmitter is, and I also got a good indication of what the telephone, the cell phone transmitter puts out, and this iPhone 5C puts out 1.6 watts per kilogram, and that's what they have to call the FCC on and let them know before they produce it. What I need to know is how do we convert watts per kilogram to microsieverts per hour, and that word was spelled sievert, S-I-E-V-E-R-T. I wonder if there's anyone out there that's more brilliant than I am that can equate watts per kilogram to microsieverts per hour. Back to net control. Since I'm first here, I wish everyone a good evening, and we'll be listening. Thanks for being there.
Okay, Bill. I know I'm not capable at this point. It's a little more in-depth and in detail than I've gotten in a lot of years, but I would imagine there's a couple of gentlemen on frequency or will be on shortly, one being KD2AIT and KC2WY, so either one of them may be able to answer that question for you. So with that, I'll make another call, see if there's any other Echolink station that would like to check in. Glad you checked in this evening, Bill. Hang on with us, and maybe we can get an answer for your question. Are there any other Echolink stations?
Yes, I'm good evening. Good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Hey, KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing? And to BFM George. Well, we'll start with George, see what he's got.
Well, good evening to you there, Jeff, and everybody, and everyone else there on the net. We got a temperature here of 70 degrees, muggy, after a range today of 64 to 82. We did have sun a good part of the day, where we have some cloudy periods, enough to keep the solar panels charged up good, solar batteries, I should say, charged up good. As far as that conversion factor is concerned, make sure I'm spelling everything exactly right, and I Google it in, and I can probably get a conversion table from it. I've done that before with other things, like with LP gas and certain other things. You find how many BTUs per gallon, and how many per pound, and how many pounds per gallon, and other stuff. I would definitely make sure you're spelling everything exactly right, or it's going to come back, it's going to keep spitting back and negative, no search found, nothing meets your criteria, or some other kind of whacked out stuff is going to happen. So I would make sure that I spell everything exactly right and see what you find out there on Google. That's about all I can offer on that. With that, I'll say my God bless and 73s. This is N2 PFM clear.
Hey, George. Well, maybe that'll offer some answers to that question or help a little bit. Hey, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing? And what's going on with you this evening?
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. Second what George says, you can usually find those conversion for just about anything there on Google. I don't know any of that stuff off the top of my head, that's for sure. Today we've been working today, working with some new software, so kind of getting my feet wet in it. It's interesting stuff, something I should have been learning a while back, but I just, you know the way work can go sometimes, everything piles up and sometimes you forget to keep up on your education, but I've been doing, working with virtualization here. And virtualization with computers, if you don't know, is basically you can divide up the machine itself into individual virtual machines, so you can run several different operating systems with different configurations all on the same computer, and you kind of get you use it more efficiently, especially when you're doing web services. So I've been working on that, tinkering around with it, and trying to figure out the most efficient way to use it, and something we're looking into. Other than that, took a nice 2 mile or so walk up the towpath, and then I ran a mile back. It felt good, so I walked the rest of the way, and it was a good night out. A little humid out there, just a little bit, but not too bad. I think in a month or so, we're going to be wishing we have this weather, so I'm not complaining. Anyway, that's all I have to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I had the other rig on anyway. A little bit of feedback there. On the technical department, I got out of that a long time ago. I just haven't kept up with it enough to follow through to give any answers on some of the things that are up and coming. And well, it sounds like you had a good run and had a good walk today. Was able to get out and enjoy the day. I pretty much did a few things to catch up with that I was behind on. And know what you mean. You know, I got to enjoy a little bit of time today. So, all right. Very good. Thank you for checking in. And George also, and I think that also would help Bill. I think I'm going to see if Bill's still with us, and he can pop in there possibly, and if he's got any questions that you might be able to enlighten them with. So, Bill, if you're still standing by, feel free to jump in. We'll have a pause here for you so I can give you a little bit of time.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Yes, fine business. What I was getting at, you know, and I have an inquiring mind, all right, that may not be always a good thing. I was inquiring on limits to what in a classroom would be allowable for an EF, EMF, or an RF factor, how much a radiated signal would be acceptable for the human being, okay? So in my research and in my inquiry, I found out that the FCC limit is 1.60 watts per kilogram, and that pertains to a cell phone, that they don't want anything higher than that limit, okay? Now, I've also found out that a safe limit in an environment like a classroom or business is 0.2 microsieverts per hour. So I just wanted to see if we could convert watts per kilogram to microsievert per hour. And I've tried various methods, you know, and I couldn't come up with anything that would work. But that's my inquiry. You know, I what I'm getting at is, you know, where I have a cell phone that's going to put 1.18 watts per kilogram out, and the limit is 1.60 watts per kilogram from the FCC. So you can see how close we are there. And then we add all this other stuff together. Oh, my goodness. No wonder the world's coming to it. Well, that's another story. Back to net control. Thanks for being there. And if there's any comments on this subject, I would be listening. A3TFB back to net control.
All right. Very good, Bill. And I hope that helped answer your question a little bit there. And maybe I'll be able to come up with a solution for it. Okay, I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, how are you doing, and what's new?
KC2WI, back in civilization, reluctantly, I will say it's nice to have a comfortable chair to sit in and a mattress. I could live outside, but you know, I guess I just don't do enough real camping. I have never really gotten used to sleeping on a hard, semi-hard thing. I don't know how people do it. I guess if you sleep on your back and you lay flat, but I can't do that. I can doze off in the sun that way or something, but I actually slept right out on the beach in the sand, first night I had tried my little foam, closed cell foam ridge rest pad. Which is basically, it doesn't give you a lot of cushioning, but it's more of an insulator. And I decided that I couldn't wiggle my way, you know, like if you were just on a beach in a blanket or just with nothing, you can sort of, you know, just get really comfortable in any position because you just kind of push the sand around. Well, I don't want to do that with a sleeping bag. So I have just a tarp. So the second night I tried it that way, and I realized real quick it's just going to be a little too cold. I had to put the ridge rest pad back, and even kind of getting under it and scooping out some sand and trying to make the right indentation just didn't work. So, but it was nice, boy, just talk about quiet. I mean, it's just beautiful. All you hear is the loons and. Half a mile away, this morning I was here and stuff, it was very, very calm, a little kind of a roar to the south, and I'm trying to figure out where it is, and it was so quiet that I think I was hearing the water in the little stream going over little beaver dams. I don't believe there's any big falls or anything because there's not enough of an elevation change. It was coming right from where that stream came in, and maybe next time I'll go in up and explore that and try and figure it out. But it was amazing. So at some point an airplane or a helicopter came over. There was zero sounds of any man-made anything. And it was just beautiful. Not too cold at night. I didn't do a lot of paddling around on the lake during the day because the sun was, even though it was hazy, it was just a little too hot. But I did go out in the evening yesterday, and it was really nice. So, and about 9, 10 o'clock, I don't know, 10 o'clock probably. I'm just about going to sleep, and I hear this. Hear something in the water. Right? I was like, "What's going on here? Is there like a deer or a bear or something walking down through the water?" Well, some guy had, driven into the end of the road, which of course I couldn't do. I had to carry, pull a canoe on the carrier. I bet he didn't get in there until 9 o'clock. Put his boats in the water and paddled over. Of course, he didn't know I was there because I had no lights on, no fire, no nothing. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing this. I look up and here's this light out in the water. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know there was anybody here." So he went down a little ways. And I left this morning before anybody was stirring over there. I wanted to get out I wanted to get out while it was cool, and I wanted to get out before I got rained on. Well, never did rain here. Anyway, so that it was nice. And Bob, I probably wasn't that far from you. I was in Big Otter Lake. Well, I don't know. You'd be. Big Otter Lake. There's an old road, fire road. It goes from Big Otter Lake and to Sandera. It's 9 miles. So actually, well, only 10 or so miles, from there. But you would be to the west of me. Anyway, so that was the adventure. It was I've been wanting to do this for years and years, and I finally did it. This could turn into a long story, but anyway, probably won't get back there this year. But I wanted to do it in this kind of real hot weather where you could camp and not get cold, and be out all day and all that stuff. So it was.
Yeah, so KD2AIT to Pete there, and I know what you're saying about camping and sleeping on the hard surface there. A long time ago, I got the blow-up mattress there with a little pump that comes with it. Takes about 4D batteries, and that solves all that. You can sleep like a baby again outside, and another nice thing is that little pump, the battery-powered pump. That comes in real handy when you're trying to get a fire going and it's wet. You can just point that thing right towards the coals, and it'll blow up that fire right for you. So just a thought. KD2AIT, back to Matt.
Yeah, KC2WI.
Yeah, that's me.
I have a nice big, sleep on the floor kind of with a big one of those pumps, but I got to get a small... something that's a little more lightweight to carry. I probably could have carried that in there because I was pulling the canoe and the carrier, but you're absolutely right, and I use it when I'm car camping, and I've actually not wanting to carry the battery-powered pump, and I've got one that plugs in the cigarette lighter. I've actually plugged it in, pumped the thing up, and carried it 3/4 of a mile already inflated to when I was up at... Squaw Lake, and boy was that nice. It was worth carrying it a little bit. But you're right, that's the way to go, and then it's all the comforts of home. That's the only thing, and also for multiple day backpacking, the pack gets heavy and you can't really carry enough good food, but other than that I could just pretty much live outside. Oh well, KC2WI back to next.
Okay, Pete, sounds like you had a really enjoyable trip and camping session. I know what you mean with the sleeping bag and so on. I've done it numerous times myself years ago. And when I was in the Army, when we were out bivouac, you know, you do a 10-15 mile hike and then camp out overnight or over a few days and then make the journey back again, whatever it might have been, and not necessarily always comfortable. You did have the, you had to let the air out, you had a small air mattress that went under it if you were lucky to get one. Other than that, you had the down sleeping bag and you found grass, hay, or whatever you could to put under you. Not always the best of conditions, but at least you stayed warm. Okay, well, with that, I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in.
KEH-2000.
KEH-2000, Jack, how you been?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Don't like the heat and humidity we had last few days, but yeah, high of 87, low of 67. Right now it's 74, I believe, yeah, about 74. And they were predicting thunder showers today, but nothing, we didn't even have a drop of rain, and that's all. Things are pretty dry around here. So that's about it. Let's go, and we'll catch you probably in a little while there. 73's all around. KEH-2000.
Very good, Jack. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a bit humid, but we're finally getting our summer. And I know that's soon to taper off a little bit, but you know what? This warm weather can hang on for as many days as it chooses. Although we do need a little bit of rain to moisten things up. We didn't get any here either, so it's kind of dry. It threatened a couple of times with some heavy clouds and maybe a few drops, but I don't think it amounted to much more than that. We went over to the farm, the Moonville Farmer's Market. Had a brain deficit there for a few seconds, but it wound itself back up again. So anyway, that was pretty much the total of that. I know you get out of weather where you're at than what we get here. But it was still warm enough, a little on the humid side, but got a little breeze later in the afternoon. So, very good. Thank you for checking in, Jack, and we'll make one other call, see if anyone else that cares to check in. Well, I didn't do a whole lot today except for the farmer's market. Sherry and I went over there and spent a little money, got some nice fresh vegetables. And you can always count on them being fresh. Nice people to deal with, always fun just walking around. But it was warm. It was in the mid to, I'd say mid-80s anyway, and a bit on the humid side. That's okay. You know, living on blood centers like I do, I'll tell you what, I enjoy every minute of warm weather. And I intend to enjoy as much of it as I can. So, yeah, that was kind of a quiet, enjoyable day. We got on the lake a little bit this evening and got around, talked to a couple of friends, and that was pretty much it. Got dark and we made it back to the dock. So, we'll see if there's any comments, late check-ins, or queries at this time. This is N5ALW. Now close and Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in. Jack, Pete, Jeff, George, and Bill and Warrendale. I hope everyone has a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. Jack, I'll be checking in with you in a little while. So with that, I'll say 73 to all. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFE, logging off through the EchoLink system, indeed. 99 to all.
Thank you.
traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. Whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Says KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Fire VOW, good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. And 5AOW, hello again, Bob. Thank you both for checking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is AN2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else? Any other stations for that, then? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. K-8-2-7-7.